It's Michelle Ford on Brooklyn's Radio.
So I'm joined today by one of the UK's most popular musical theatre stars, Lee Mead. Lee first shot to fame when he won the BBC talent show Any Dream Will Do, landing the coveted role of Joseph in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Since then, he's enjoyed a hugely successful career on stage and screen, starring in hit productions including Wicked, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and Legally Blonde, as well as appearing in television dramas and concerts across the country. He's currently taking centre stage as the legendary showman P.T. Barnum in Barnum the Circus Musical, the spectacular national tour that's wowing audiences around the UK. The production's currently in Bournemouth and it heads to Richmond next week. I'm delighted to say that Lee joins me now from the tour to tell us more about stepping into the ring as one of entertainment's greatest showmen. Lee, welcome to Brooklyn's Radio. So Lee, you are playing one of the greatest characters on the stage. Tell me a bit about how you got into this, because am I right in thinking you actually were in a production of Barnum when you were a teenager back at home in Southend?
That's correct. Yeah, I played the ringmaster in Barnum the musical when I was 14 years old, and I painted the set and built the set with all my friends, and it was a big school production, and we had a wonderful time because the songs are timeless and the story. But there was a moment, I remember, I think on the final show, or the last couple of shows, and my friend Chris was playing Barnum at the time, and I was thinking, oh, it would have been so lovely to have played that part. So maybe I manifested the role all these years on. I'm not sure.
But yeah, are you still friends with Chris? Does he know what you went on to do?
He does, yeah. He's now a lighting designer for big West End shows and plays. Lovely chap. And I saw him about 5 years ago, and I actually produced my first play, and Chris actually did the lighting design for my play, yeah, which is wonderful. So he's still part of the business.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, people get confused, I think, between Barnum, the musical, and The Greatest Showman. There is a difference. Barnum's the inspiration, isn't it, for the movie The Greatest Showman?
It is, yeah. So it was an international hit with Hugh Jackman. My kids absolutely love the film, as do I myself. I think the songs are wonderful. They're very current pop songs, and they just made it into a musical as well. I think it opened in Bristol, and it's going to Broadway or West End at some point in the future. But the Barnum the Circus musical was originally on Broadway in 1980 with Jim Dale, and then Michael Crawford at the Palladium in 1981.
I actually saw Michael Crawford in that.
Did you really?
Yes, that's my age,
wow.
Right? And
no,
I saw you in Windsor when you first kicked off the tour way back in January. You're now 17 cities in, aren't you?
We are. Yeah, I'm doing the first half of the tour, so 6 months, and then the show stops throughout July and comes back on the road again August for 3 or 4 months with Matt Rawl, a good friend of mine that I've done a few concerts and jobs with over the years, and a wonderful Barnum as well. And it plays through until the end of October. But it's a weekly tour, so weekly touring can be quite exhausting as well. And it's a big, demanding role. I mean, I drive the whole show.
You're in pretty much every scene.
Over 2 hours.
Yeah.
I do. And then I walk the tightrope 8 times a week as well, which in itself is a challenge. So,
which you learnt, didn't you, as a new skill, and you don't even have a safety net.
I don't, no. I did in training for, it took me 10 months.
So.
It takes normally 2 years to get to the height that I'm doing, but I've done it in 10 months, which is insane, really. But when I first started, I couldn't even balance half a foot off the ground. And it's mentally and physically the hardest thing I've ever done. And the higher you go through training, you think, I'm not going to do this. I don't know how I'm going to get higher and higher. And I had the harness, and then I was falling off. And eventually determination came through. And yeah, the first show in Windsor, I was so nervous because it's psychologically the focus you need every single show. If you're not concentrating for a second, you just fall off. And it's really challenging, yeah.
That was the first show I saw you in. And it is such a heart-stopping moment of the production, isn't it? Because it's an incredible skill that you've got, that you've learned. And you are doing this live in front of everybody. And you could fall off. Have you ever fallen off since?
I think every guy that's played Barnum, from Brian Connolly to Paul Nicholas to Crawford, that they've all fallen off the wire. I mean, we've got a rule of three. So if we fall off more than 3 times, then there's a cymbal crash. And I finished this big song called Out There, the end of Act One. But fortunately, I get across first time most days, and occasionally more the end of the week because I'm so tired, I might fall off first time. But it gets harder because you've got 1,000-odd people watching you, and then you've got to really focus to then get across second time. Yeah, it's kind
of
daunting.
A really good point. I mean, you bring an energy to the show, to your 1,000 viewers every night. How do you keep that momentum up? Because everybody's paying their ticket price. They want Lee Mead 110%, don't they, every single night? That's a lot of pressure on you. So what do you do physically just to keep those energy levels going?
Well, I've always believed it's either in you or it's not. I mean, passion for all of us, whatever career you're in. I say this to my daughter because she's 16 now, and we're so supportive of whatever she wants to do. But if you have passion for something, then you have drive. And I think if I didn't have the passion for what I do and the role, then I wouldn't have that drive. But it takes everything physically for this role. And you can't give anything less than 100% physically because it's a high energy show. Mm. And I'm going to be 45 in July. I'm not 25 anymore, unfortunately. Yeah, so it is challenging. I pretty much go straight to my hotel and straight to bed most nights. I may have a drink on the first night after a show on press night, but I eat well. I don't go to bed beyond midnight and make sure I'm getting my 8 hours sleep. And it's quite boring, really. But let's call it discipline.
Let's call it like an actor's discipline.
It is.
You're going to be in Richmond next week. Tuesday the 23rd, you kick off, and you'll be there till Saturday the 27th. What can people expect from the show coming to Richmond? Why should they come and see you in Barnum?
Well, it's just a wonderful, wonderful musical, wonderful show. There's so many musicals and shows out there, but this is very special. It's so joyous. And I think the circus element to the show as well, you don't get that in any musical. There's silks and trapeze. And we've got six circus acts in the show as well. You've got this wonderful score of music, like The Colours of My Life. There's a Sucker Born Every Minute. Come Follow the Band. Wonderful songs. And a well-crafted script as well. I mean, to be fair, there's some wonderful, fun shows out there, but a lot of them now, the book isn't very strong. And so it's a great script, great characters, and everyone from 6 or 7 years old. I mean, I've done so many shows at Stage Door. I've seen kids as young as 5 or 6 seeing the show and having a wonderful time. And then there was a lady last week with her family that was 93, and she saw Michael Crawford at the Palladium. And so it goes right across those demographics as well, which is wonderful.
It's rare, isn't it, to have a production that really does appeal to the entire family, that you can bring your kids, you can bring your grandma, and everybody's going to go home whistling a tune and feeling like, especially these days, we're very anxious. There's a lot of gloom and doom. Mm. And I think people really do go to musicals much more when there's an anxiety in the air, because you need that release. You need escapism. And I think that's what you provide in this production.
Oh, absolutely. I think people want to be taken away for a couple of hours, and it's incredible. I mean, we're in Dublin 2-3 weeks back, and we're playing over 2,000 a show, and there was full standing ovations, and the energy was just incredible. It was quite emotional, actually, to be honest. It was to see people that happy and completely in the moment and enjoying themselves. It's a wonderful feeling, and that's what this show does. It's very special.
And the choreography, a bit of Strictly involved there, isn't there? Who does the choreography for the show?
Oti Mabuse, yeah, but we've never actually met. So she choreographed the show originally at the Watermill. So it's her choreography, but she's very busy. I think she's over in Australia or somewhere doing the Strictly Come Dancing. So unfortunately, we haven't had a chance to meet. So they've made this really fresh production in terms of the choreography as well. And the arrangements by George Dyer are wonderful. So it's a real modern, fresh take on the original.
It is. It's very lively. I think, is it 150 instruments are played on stage throughout the musical?
Yeah, it's 100. I think it's 155, actually. But the cast, I mean, I've never worked with so many talented people. That backstage, there'll be cast members playing instruments, switching instruments backstage, and then on stage, and then singing, then acting, and then coming off stage and changing instruments again. And it's truly amazing, actually. And then there's myself. I mean, I've got a big role, but I play the triangle for about three seconds on stage. So that's my contribution musically, yeah.
Well done. So you've learned the triangle and you've learned the tightrope. So, lots of skills to add to your resume, which was already large to start with. When you finish this production, are you going to have a little break, or have you got something else on the horizon? What are you off to do?
I have got a break. So my daughter turns 16 in May, which is, I don't know where the time's gone. So I'm taking her to New York for 4 nights together. I'm taking most of the summer off. I've got 3 cruises. I've been singing on the cruise ships for a few years. I do about 4 or 5 weeks a year. So I've got a couple of cruises, which would be lovely. And then I go on tour in the autumn with a concert tour called The Phantoms. It's our third tour. It's been a real hit. And we're doing the O2 Indigo and Manchester Bridgewater Hall, some bigger venues this tour. But it's a 40-date tour around the country, September, October. And then I get 3 or 4 weeks off at home, which would be lovely again. And then I'm in Scarborough playing my first villain in Panto.
Oh, for
yeah.
Panto.
For Panto, yeah.
That's pretty relentless as well. Panto, that's an exhausting job, but so fun.
It is. Yeah, there's a Panto every year in Richmond, actually, the theatre we're
there
going
is.
To.
There is. Oh, yes. Always a brilliant Panto in Richmond.
It's
I've always tried to go, yeah.
I do really enjoy it. It's wonderful seeing all the kids and the families. And so I'll be a long way from home this year, but it's 4 week run, 12 shows a week, but then I'll just collapse at the end of the run, probably. So.
Oh, well, it sounds wonderful. I really recommend everybody go and see Barnum. Like I said, I saw it the very first night. It was brilliant. Lots of energy, lots of skills on stage, lots of musical instruments, and something for the whole family, really.
Thank you, Michelle. Yeah, it really is a special show, as I said. So please come and see it, because I don't think the producers realise it'll be such a hit show as well, because as a producer that they take a risk on all productions and spend a lot of money putting these shows on, and it's been a real hit, and we pretty much sold out across the whole tour. So please come and see us.
Tour, it's like 30 cities I think you'll have gone to by the time it's running from January until it ends somewhere around October, I think, doesn't it?
That's right. I think it finishes in Malvern end of October. So 30-odd cities over this year. But they want to bring the show back in the future. So hopefully it's not the last time of myself playing Barnum, and I'll be back again sometime in the future as well. So
fabulous. Thank you. You go and have a wonderful day, Lee. Really appreciate your time and loved seeing you in Barnum. And won't it be nice to have a break?
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I've got 3 weeks left and then I'm going to be taking the summer off, as I said. So
wonderful.
It'll be so lovely just to be with the family.
It must be tough on you just not seeing your family for such a long time.
Yeah, it can be tough. I'm actually filming a documentary because it's 20 years next year since I won the role of Joseph in West End, and that changed my life. And so we're doing a 20-year anniversary tour that starts the end of next year around the country, and releasing my first book as well, which is very exciting.
But what's the book about? Is it a memoir? What's that about?
Yeah, it's going to be my first autobiography, actually. So, we're hoping to release it this Christmas, if not into the new year. And I'm doing a 60-day tour around the country at one-nighters. I'm really excited about it, and we're going to shoot a documentary as well. And I just want people to see the other side to the profession, and it's a real privilege to do what you love. It really is, but there's always a payoff, and I don't think people always see the other side to the business, which is being away from family and loved ones.
Yeah,
and
it takes a toll, really.
Doing the two shows a day, and then travelling weekly and trying to find your digs, and then really missing your family.
It's not all glamorous, is it?
No, it's really not. And but I think it's important to show that side as well, the actual reality of the sacrifice and the commitment that it takes to do what you love as well. And it can be quite lonely when you've played to 2,000 people and then you come back to your hotel room on your own and have a cup of tea. And
it's quite a bump. Yeah, I can imagine. You've got all that dopamine, all that adrenaline, and then...
I do miss them though. It's very, very tough. But I'm so lucky. I've got a really supportive partner, my fiance Izzy, and we're getting married next year, actually, which is really, really exciting.
Oh, congratulations. It's going to be a big year for you. Thank you so much, Lee. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks, Michelle.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.